Hey guys, it's the Ghost. Tales of ghost ships have been crossing the world's oceans as long as sailors have. Sometimes these eerie tales whisper of phantom ships, harbingers of doom, while others speak of real stories, where vessels have inexplicably sailed the seas long after the crew have mysteriously died or just disappeared. And that is what we are getting into today. Before we get started, I just want to give you a quick reminder that we have two channels, A Stranger World Than Fiction, and we also have They Call Me the Ghost, A Stranger World Than Fiction, where we talk about all things strange. Secondly, we have They Call Me the Ghost, and that is where I, the Ghost, share a lot of my on-the-job experiences. And don't forget to check out our podcast. So if you are into all things strange, outrageous, crazy, and mysterious, you're in the right place. Back to the ghost ships. Are you guys ready for this? We always hear of these ghost ships. We see them in movies, like so many things that we talk about here. But do we really think that they exist? Would you climb aboard one if you saw one? Where the claims were that it was haunted? Let's take a look at these. All right, first we have the famous Flying Dutchman. There are dozens of legends about this mythical ship and her crew of the dead who are doomed to sail the seas until Judgment Day. It's said that the ship's captain made a deal with the devil and became famous for his ability to make the passage between Holland and Java in impossibly good time. Sure, they could outrun capture. The crew eventually committed a terrible crime, although some versions claim they became infected with the plague, and the vessel was prohibited from entering port. Undaunted by denial of entry and confident in his ability to sail through at record speed, the captain attempted to round the Cape of Good Hope during a terrible storm. When the frightened crew begged the captain to seek safe harbor, the captain swore into the wind that he and his crew would round the cape if he had to beat about the waves until Judgment Day. The ship foundered in the storm and all aboard perished. But true to the captain's word, Flying Dutchman continues to sail the seas, with her damned crew still trying to complete her ill-fated passage. There have been hundreds who claim to have seen this ghost ship, which supposedly hovers above the waves with an eerie, glowing mist about its masts in lieu of sails. The ship is believed to be a harbinger of imminent doom. One of the most famous sightings was reported by Prince George of Wales in the late 1800s while making a passage off the coast to Australia between Sydney and Melbourne. He claimed at least 13 crew members spotted a glowing phantom ship at 4 a.m., The omen manifested itself later that day when the crewman who originally spotted Flying Dutchman fell and was smashed to atoms. So they say. We also have Octavius. Legend says Octavius was found adrift off Greenland in 1775 when she was boarded. Her crew was found frozen and perfectly preserved. That perfectly preserved stuff, that creeps me out. The captain was found seated in his cabin, frozen in place while making his last entry in the logbook. The date of the entry was 1762, meaning the frozen crew had been sailing the Arctic for 13 years. Though there are those who swear the legend of Octavius is true, there's no actual record of the vessel that has been found, leading some to believe it might be a mistelling of another ghost ship. And what ship would that be? That would be the Beijimo. And the Beijimo was a Swedish cargo steamship that was built in 1914, used for trade between the natives of Victoria Island and the settlers of the Northwest Territory. Well, in 1931, Beijimo became trapped in ice, and the crew abandoned the ship, setting up a camp nearby. They briefly reboarded when the ship temporarily broke free, but it soon became icebound again. All but a 15-man skeleton crew were airlifted away while the remaining crew kept watch over the trapped vessel and its cargo from a nearby shelter. Well, during a violent blizzard, Beijimo disappeared and the crew assumed she broke apart during the storm and then sank. However, days later, the vessel was spotted 45 miles away, again trapped in ice. Her crew was able to retrieve the cargo, but made no attempt to salvage the boat itself, which seemed to be on the brink of sinking. But Beichimo did not sink, as there were at least 11 reported sightings of the ship over the next 4 decades. The last sighting was reported by a fisherman who spotted her off the Alaskan coast, wrapped in ice, of course, in 1969. That's 38 years after her crew abandoned her. That's pretty good. Dubbed the Ghost Ship of the Arctic, that's in 2006, the Alaskan government established a committee, actually, to determine her fate. However, she's never been spotted again, and her ultimate fate is unknown. Now, that's pretty crazy that a government is even recognizing that this ship is out there, but somehow now the ship just evades all sightings. Pretty interesting. Okay, there's skepticism around this next ship that I'm going to talk about. Some don't believe it even ever existed. I'm talking about the Ourang Medan. And even though people aren't really sure the ship was there, the legend stands strong. So around 1948, Morse code distress signals are picked up by several ships off the coast of Indonesia. The vessel's in distress, and it was a Dutch freighter called Ourang Medan, a Malay name meaning man from Medan, okay? Though the distress signals were intermittent and garbled at times, the nearby ships were able to ascertain that the captain and all of the officers were dead. The entire crew was in jeopardy, and after several attempts at additional transmissions, a final message simply said, "I die." Shortly after that last transmission, a vessel responding to the distress signal was able to locate this Ourang Medan. The ship appeared to be in sound condition, but there was no response to the attempts to make contact, so a boarding party was dispatched. This makes sense. Upon entering the ship, they find this horrible scene. The entire crew is found deceased. Their bodies were contorted with arms outstretched. Their eyes are open wide with these expressions of horror on their faces. Even the ship's dog was deceased, baring his teeth at some phantom adversary. Yet upon closer observation, there were no injuries that they could find anywhere on any of these bodies. Okay, well, after some deliberation, a decision was made to tow the vessel to port so that they could better investigate the tragedy. However, as the salvaging crew prepares to tow this vessel, smoke starts to pour out of the hull. The crew was forced to abandon the ship. They cut the lines to escape the thick smoke. Well, moments later, this ship, the Ourang Medan, explodes. That's right, it explodes right in front of everyone. So right now you can see that this explosion, if it's in a story, is seriously convenient. Okay, there's no ship that was doing all this weird stuff because it exploded. Well, where was all the stuff? What happened? So you can see why some people say, all right, well, that's an outrageous story. It didn't even happen. I mean, there are those that believe that the crew was terrorized by demons or even extraterrestrials. And there are other stories that claim the ship was carrying gruesome chemical weapons. And because of that, they accidentally killed the unprotected civilian crew that was transporting them. So of course, now there are a lot of conspiracy theorists who say it was a military crew disguised aboard a civilian ship. They were carrying some mysterious weapon that may have changed the course of history. However, there are those that say it's a great story. None of it's true. So here we have our legends, and we're here today in the world we're living in now to look at these things and decide for ourselves. To me, I do believe that there are ghost ships out there. The Ourang Medan, for me, I'd have to do a little bit more research on what I think really happened in this situation, but I'm not ruling it out. Let me know your thoughts, and thanks for listening today, and I will talk to you all soon.